Well, good afternoon, Tracy Morgan in with you. And with me right now to talk about Giving Tuesday is Amy France. She's the Butler Regional Director of the United Way. And Amy, thank you very much for taking a few minutes and joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being able to talk with you.
And so we've talked about Giving Tuesday before. I want you to remind people of what it is. But I wanted to talk about this particularly today because it is Giving Tuesday. But it seems like it means so much more today in the times that we're living. Give us just an overview of what Giving Tuesday is all about.
Giving Tuesday is a global movement that started around 9 years ago, and it is typically held in the December timeframe following the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And this is a special issue of Giving Tuesday connected to COVID.
And I was going to ask you that, so thank you for answering that, because I can't remember it being in May before. Have they had special days before, do you know, or is this just because COVID is here and we're trying to help different communities?
This is definitely related to COVID. It's got a hashtag of Giving Tuesday Now, which distinguishes it from the one that will happen in December.
Oh, okay.
And it is, yes, and it is a new way of asking people to give around a pandemic that's in addition to the traditional Giving Tuesday.
How important is it that people participate? And I know during these times, it almost is a self-explanatory question, but I just want to get your viewpoint on how important is it to participate in this particular Giving Tuesday?
I think it's vital. I think that many of the health and human service organizations like United Way have probably been early in on getting people to support emergency basic needs that were pandemic related. But for all organizations now that are in the fundraising arena, they have really been impacted by this. Canceling events, not having gatherings, trying to have face-to-face conversations with prospective donors through Teams meetings or other internet means, or simply just postponing them because the climate isn't right to be talking about major giving with individuals.
And that's kind of tough. I don't know if I thought about that before we started talking, but how do you, as a nonprofit, raise money? Or is that the topic of conversation right now among nonprofits?
It is the topic of conversation. For the United Way specifically, we rely largely on people giving through their workplace, and many people aren't working right now. So we have found different ways to reach out to our donors, whether it's personal connections or electronic newsletters that are explaining what we're doing in the pandemic through our Emergency Basic Needs Fund and the 211 call center. And I think that organizations are challenged to, at this point in time, explain to the community their role in a pandemic. And if they can't really correlate with their services in the pandemic, they are looking at different ways to frame their events and looking at their budgets and projecting what their fundraising may look like.
If I'm asking you what money is typically used for an organization, I want to ask this on two different levels. I know you're not here to be the spokesperson for all nonprofits, but since I have you, when you're looking at a nonprofit, those general bigger categories, what do you need to pay for? Obviously, lights and people to be there. What do you pay for as a nonprofit?
We pay for our administrative fees, our staff, obviously, and our physical presence in the community. But more importantly, it's the services we're providing to our clients. So if it's a scholarship for a child to be in child care so their parent can earn a wage or return to school so that they can earn a better wage, or if it's an integrated camp so that families have somewhere for their children to go so that they can be active and the parent, again, can go to work and know that their child's well taken care of.
And anything in particular that would be with the United Way? So I know you described some things that you do there, but anything else in particular that you would use money for that would come in from either donations or people offering money and services to you?
We see several needs right now, and we are taking the data from the 211 call center, which is a health and human service helpline, and we take the information from the callers and try to get them the resources that they need. And the first and foremost in this time right now is food. So we have spent a great deal of time with our partners finding out how we get food to people that are in crisis, who may not have needed help before, so they're not familiar with how to get qualified or where to go. For many, it's a very humbling experience, so we're trying to make them feel comfortable with needing food at this time. And then working with organizations that may be helping somebody that needs help with their rent, providing emergency basic needs funding, that sometimes a crisis, that a $400 hand up could be the difference between them being sustained or in crisis mode.
I think that's one of the difficult things, and I'll just speak from my own perspective, is when life shifts all of a sudden, it for an individual, that's hard to deal with. I think it's been very interesting and very difficult when we've all had to shift at the same time. I mean, what's your viewpoint on that? It just seems like, you know, when somebody is in need, everybody else kind of comes and surrounds them and helps them out. We're all seemingly in need in our own way right now.
We really are. And for the majority of people, we've been fortunate to not be in this position. And for some, I think it's just the fear of the unknown. I'm okay today, but what does that look like for me in 2 weeks?
That's
true. We have a lot of seniors in our communities who are used to having somebody checking in on them. I think the social distancing for seniors is quite evident right now. And even those that would be generally willing to help, maybe risking themselves to go get food and drop it off to the seniors or provide that social interaction. So there's a bit of a ripple effect that people don't want to not help. They just want to make sure that they can help in a way that keeps everybody safe.
Absolutely. Amy France is with us for a couple of more minutes, Butler Regional Director of the United Way. And actually, I wanted to talk to Amy about Giving Tuesday. Today is Giving Tuesday, a special Giving Tuesday. And if you are familiar with Giving Tuesday, that means it's a day set aside where you can give to nonprofits and organizations. And so today would be a great day to help out in that way. Now, Amy, how do we give? Because some of us have heard of Giving Tuesday, and then we want to maybe go forward with this, and then we have no idea where to go. You know, how do we give when it comes to Giving Tuesday?
Well, there are a number of ways, and my advice to anyone interested in giving would be to first start with the organization they'd like to support and go to their website. Many of us have online portals so that you can make a contribution directly with a credit card. Or if that's something you're not comfortable with, the address is on the website for the organization, and you can simply write a check and send it to them, and it will be put towards uses for supporting programs in the community.
Now, Giving Tuesday started as a global effort, and it's online, givingtuesday.org, for this particular effort. But how do we know who in Butler County is available to give to? I mean, I think anybody at this point, not any nonprofit at any time, would love to get a donation. So, folks, if you want to give a donation to somebody, please give a donation to somebody. I'm not trying to hold you back. But when we're talking about in connection with Giving Tuesday, do we go to the website, or do we just contact who we would like to give to?
You can first start with the Giving Tuesday website, and just remember that a lot of organizations are working remotely right now and may not have that access to tech in remote offices to have built a robust site through Giving Tuesday. So the second way to do it, again, is to just go to their website and find out the address and their process for accepting contributions online. And like us, we're working remotely, so we are able to receive our voicemail messages at home, and we can call people back if it's something that a conversation would be better for the individual rather than clicking on an anonymous link.
Right. And folks, if you do want to try the link of or the website Giving Tuesday, it's givingtuesday.org. And then I've clicked on it. I've opened up the page. And if you want to see Butler in particular, I know that there's a page on there that talks about community campaigns. And so what happens is, you know, if you're with all the same effort, or if you're giving to the same town, or, you know, those kind of, you know, groupings, if you will, those can be found on givingtuesday.org. Now, in order to find Butler, I went to the search engine of givingtuesday.org, and it took me to the Give Big Pittsburgh page. So you can still search for Butler on there, and you can go to that page. And Amy, if you don't mind if I just read this, because I want to ask a little bit about the United Way here in just a moment, but I just want to give a quick list. I'm just going to run it down very quickly of those that are on this list. Again, this is giving, this is givebigpittsburgh.com, but it's off of the givingtuesday.org website. So we have Butler Catholic, Butler County Humane Society, the Benedictine Sisters, Pittsburgh, let's see, running down Butler area, well, Zeal and Opal, Glade Run Foundation, Cranberry, you have Breathe Pennsylvania. Let me go down a little bit further to another in Butler, the Grapevine Center, the Lighthouse Foundation, and Autism Society of Pittsburgh, where they're in Monroeville. So, Amy, when we're talking about the United Way, you'd be on a great person to give to, or organization to give to as well. How do we give to you? What's the best way that we can give to you? Should we go straight to your website?
Yes, you can go to butlerunitedway.org. And you will be directed to our contribution page.
So talk a little bit, if you don't mind, I'll only keep you for another couple of minutes, but talk about your specific needs right now with the United Way. Talk about how people can give to you if it's not financial. I know you said people are trying to gauge how do they give and how do they do it safely, but do you need the food, or do you need the money to buy the food? I mean, what's the best path right now?
The best path right now is to visit our website, and I know that that sounds very impersonal, but it does outline what we're doing right now, and it keeps us current with what's going on in the community. And for those that are inclined to give cash contributions or financial contributions, we're able to leverage those contributions and buy food or other supplies at a bulk rate, if you will. If you are interested in volunteering, we have established some social distancing type volunteer opportunities, whether it's staying in touch with seniors and making sure that they're okay, or other drives that we're doing. That's also outlined on our website. And I think in general, just remember that we're here year round, and I think the pandemic has just brought our purpose to sort of the top of the list. We've always been here for health and human service needs. The 211 line, I would say, for anybody that finds himself in need of help, to please reach out to 211. We have trained resource navigators that can talk to you and help you find the resources in your community if you were one of the people finding yourself needing help and have never needed help before in the way.
Amy, I'm losing you just a little bit, but let me just ask you, your crew, your staff, how are you all doing? This has been a big change, and I've been asking this of most people that I've talked to, just on a humanistic level, if you will. How are you all?
We are managing, and that can be good some days, and I think we all miss each other. You know, we've been able to stay in touch electronically, and we schedule regular meetings using a video feature on our own so we can see each other. But the camaraderie and that sense of being a team when you're not in person, it's lost a little. So we're grateful that we have this opportunity to work and help people on the front line, and we miss each other because we're people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amy France, the Butler Region Director of the United Way. Amy, thank you so much for joining us. And I appreciate it. Again, it's Giving Tuesday. So if you want to give to the United Way, feel free and do that. But Amy, thank you very much for your time.
Tracy, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to have a conversation with you. And I wish everybody the best.
Thank you. And from us to you as well. And thank you for what you do, Amy. Just thank you for being out there and helping people. Now, folks, before I go for the day, I just want to go back over that list because, again, the reason I wanted to talk to Amy in the first place was the fact that it is Giving Tuesday. And so Giving Tuesday is today. I mean, it's the whole day. So even though we're talking with you at this time, Giving Tuesday is a great opportunity to get online and be able to donate to whatever organization you'd like to. Now, if you've heard of Giving Tuesday, you're very familiar with it. If you haven't heard of Giving Tuesday, again, it's normally around Thanksgiving, but it's an opportunity, a big reminder for us to get online and donate to nonprofit organizations and different organizations. So givingtuesday.org. Again, is the website for this entire effort, and the entire effort has been global. And so if you want to get to our area, you can go to givingtuesday.org. In the search engine, if you search Butler, it's going to take you to the community site of Pittsburgh, but you can get a listing of some of those individuals or groups that are there on the area on their website of givingtuesday.org. And again, around our area, Butler Catholic is on here, Butler County Humane Society, Bakerstown, there's Benedictine Sisters of Pittsburgh, a couple of Pittsburgh locations on this list, Glade Run Foundation, Zelianople, Breathe, Pennsylvania, and Cranberry Township. You have, let's see, I'm going down a little bit on the page. Oh, Grapevine Center in Butler, the Lighthouse Foundation in Valencia. And those are some of those organizations that are on this website. But again, Giving Tuesday is about giving to nonprofit organizations. And what a better time to even just give a small amount. They would be just thrilled if you would think of them. United Way, of course, being one of those organizations that you can give to. So if your organization that you typically give to or would like to give to is not on this list, contact them or get on their website and see how you can donate. This is all about helping organizations be, I want to say successful, but just sustainable, I guess, is more the appropriate word through this time. And so if you are able to give, now, if you're not able to give, we absolutely understand. But if you are able to give during this time, today is Giving Tuesday, and you can give as much as you can or as much as possible. But any donation is appreciated. All right. I'm Tracy Morgan. Thank you very much for joining us. As always, with these interviews, you can always catch us online. I'll tell you how to get to these interviews that we have been airing a part of our News at Noon. Also, we have our talk show in the morning with Let's Talk, some great time with some folks who have blocked out that time for their organization. But you can go on to our website, either butlerradio.com, and you can access WISR, or go WISR680.com, pick programs, and you're going to have Let's Talk as an option, but then pick It's Your Turn, because typically what's happened is this is It's Your Turn time, and of course a talk show with Dave Malarkey. But we have been putting our extended news interviews in that slot online. So that's where you can find these news interviews. Again, WISR680.com, programs, either Let's Talk or It's Your Turn. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Tracy Morgan with WISR 680 AM.